I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We're taking a closer look at the religious targeting in the ongoing Ukrainian crisis. Russian Ministry's Wally Kulikov says Jews in eastern Ukraine aren't the only ones being picked on.
There's a new term that I heard in Russia, a Baptist is a terrorist. When you begin to include an evangelical as an extreme wing, I think that's very dangerous.
Kulikov says their contacts in Kiev are greatly concerned. You can find details about this story at our website. In the meantime,
let's pray for families, let's provide for them, and let's petition for them.
Next, a month after Crimea's annexation, the Black Sea Peninsula is still the source of contention between Ukraine and Russia. According to Reuters, Ukraine's Security Council is backing legal moves to challenge the Russian takeover. Russ Hirschman of Wycliffe Bible Translator says the time is now to share Christ with Crimea's Muslim Tatars.
When there's pressure on a people group like this, it's a time when God can break through what might have been the normal resistance. The publication of the Bible coming out this next year in 2015 is critical.
You'll find the full report at missionnetworknews.org. And in developing nations, when a worker loses his eyesight, things usually go from bad to worse for his family. Recently, in a rural part of South Asia, Gospel for Asia pastors and their churches organized an eye care camp where people could get free eye exams and treatment. Partnership continues in this community, and as relationships develop, GFA hopes the people also understand the worker's motivation, sharing the healing love of Jesus Christ. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Join the MNN Facebook force. Just search for Mission Network News, and when you join us, you'll get regular behind-the-scenes messages, special reports, and you'll be the first to hear about special offers. Links to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter can be found at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.